The time of Undern of the same day approacheth that this wedding should be, and all the palace put was in array, both hall and chambers, each in its degree, houses of office stuffed with plenty, there mayest thou see of daintiest vitail that may be found as far as last itail. This royal marquis richly arrayed, lords and ladies in his company, the which that to the feast were y-prayed, and of his retinue the bachelry, with many a sound of sundry melody, unto the village of the which I told, in this array the right way have hold. Griseld of this, God wot, full innocent, that for her shapen was all this array, to fetch water at a well is went, and cometh home as soon as ever she may, for well she had heard said that thilk a day the marquis should wed, and if she might, she would fain have seen some of that sight. She thought, I will with other maidens stand, that be my fellows, in our door and see the marquises, and therefore will I fond to do at home, as soon as it may be, the labour which that longeth unto me. And then I may at leisure her behold, if she this way unto the castle hold. And as she would over her threshold go, the marquis came, and gan her for to call. And she set down her water pot anon, beside the threshold in an ox's stall, and down upon her knees she gan to fall, and with sad countenance kneeleth still, till she had heard what was the Lord's will. This thoughtful marquis spoke unto this maid full soberly, and said in this manner, Where is your father, O Griseld? He said. And she, with reverence in humble cheer, answered, Lord, he is already here. And in she goes, withouten longer let, and to the marquis she her father fet. He by the hand then took this old man, and said thus, when he him had aside, Janicula, I neither may nor can longer the pleasance of my heart hide. If that thou vouchsafe whatso betide, thy daughter will I take, ere that I wend, as for my wife, unto my life's end. Thou lovest me, I wot it well certain, and art my faithful liege man ybor, and all that liketh me, I dare well say, it liketh thee, and specially therefore tell me that point that I have said before, if that thou wilt unto that purpose draw, to take me as for thy son-in-law.